Hello and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And to all of my loyal listeners and fans, I thank you for showing up here on a regular basis. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. May this podcast contribute to all of you in ways that you never thought possible. So in today's episode, it's just going to be a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I just want to celebrate something that I've now hit 20,000 listens on my podcast, so that's very, very exciting to me that there are so many people that are obviously getting value or they wouldn't keep coming back, and I hope that I can only keep bettering and increasing that value to all of you for your time. So I also wanted to just promote my 9-day live that's coming up on May the 24th. And in order to get those links, you must register. And the website to register is selfmastery.live. And so you go and you sign up and then you'll get the emails. And it's going to be really awesome. It's called Spiritual Self-Care, and it's going to be 9 days of me sharing tools of transformation. They're energetic tools, and they truly create transformation in your life. So I just wanted to touch on, and I also would like to mention that I'm recording this episode outside, so you may hear birds noises, probably not too much traffic. I think everybody's pretty much on their way to work now. There's not that many of us that live up where I live. I live at the lake. And so just this morning while I was out on my run, I was just kind of acknowledging things that I've created in my life. And acknowledgement is a really powerful tool for creating change, but also, I guess, to acknowledge what you are as a creator and to increase your potency as a creator. And so what I was acknowledging was just that I've created the life that I'm living right now, like through all of the choices that I've made, and I'm just so very, very grateful for the life that I've created. It gives me the space to do what I love to do things that light me up. It gives me the time freedom to, like yesterday, we got together with a local group who just had a class with me, and they wanted to continue getting together, an amazing group of people and just some really great connections, spiritual connections. And you know, I kind of was guilting myself saying, oh, I should be doing things to promote my 9-day spiritual self-care live, but I thought, no, I'm not creating this business to create limitation. If something comes up and I really want to participate, I have that flexibility. And so I just have so much gratitude today for that flexibility of what I've created. And even financially, as I, you know, start to build this business, there's not a lot of pressure on me to make a great income right away, although that will be coming as I really step into my group coaching program. The tools that I have developed over all of these years are truly life-changing and transformational, and that's what people are going to get through my program. And so how do you put value to something like that? Someone who recently just did some training with me increased their property value by $50,000 just by using some of the energetic clearing tools on the property. And when the realtor came back, she noticed that there was a change and that the energy felt much better. And so she increased the value of the property. And, you know, it's things like that, you know, that, you know, energetically can prevent a property from selling, actually, because in the subconscious, people don't know why, but they'll go and they'll be like, this isn't the place for me. And a lot of times it's a feeling, right? That's how we function as human beings. And so if you can do energetic clearings and get a property to feeling, you know, light and peaceful and like someone can envision themselves living there, and it sells quickly, you're not sitting on it for a year or longer, paying taxes and paying all the bills, that's money in your pocket. So It's really tough when people start to see the change and transformation through what I teach, and what that contributes to their lives. You know, it's actually very tough to put a price to, like, what that adds to your life. So, as I was acknowledging all of these things, like, every single choice that we've made up until now has brought us to here. And I'm just so grateful for the awareness of knowing myself and knowing what I require. And if that's something that you don't know, that'll be part of the spiritual self-care 8-week coaching program that I'm going to be doing starting, I don't have the start date. It's a Thursday after the live is over, actually. So I'll have to look at the calendar and just get that date. But truly grateful for what I know and what I've created and the fact that I've done the work and really got to know myself. So that'll be Thursday, June 2nd is when the 8-week spiritual self-care, I'm not sure what I'm calling it yet, but spiritual self-care course or coaching program is going to begin. So put that on your calendar and just see what happens. So, you know, I look at someone like my husband and what he's doing and the choices he made and the education that he got and all of the jobs that he's taken actually, were stepping stones to what he's doing now. And it's funny because hindsight's 2020, but you know, as things show up in your life, and even as I was looking over my life, I've been reflecting a lot this week. And, you know, I was looking over the things that I chose, and, you know, at the time I thought I was choosing them because I was excited and passionate, and that's how it works. Like, stepping into your purpose is it really is doing things that you love to do. And as I stepped into that more and more, amazing things showed up that fulfilled me and that I loved to do. But as I was doing those things and I got good at them, I didn't realize that they were, again, building blocks or stepping stones and building the foundation for what I'm doing today. So it's truly magical. And, you know, it's never too late. Like, you could be 75 and wanting to start today saying, okay, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I had an uncle who, he worked for a telecommunications company. And when he retired, he said, I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. And I just laughed. And I loved his enthusiasm and his attitude, you know, because you're never too old. Louise Hay, I believe she started her company or her business when she was around the age of 70 or 75. So, Colonel Sanders with Kentucky Fried Chicken, I believe he was in his mid 60s or something when he started that company. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just, all that matters is that you're passionate about something and that you love to do it. And when you find what you love to do, the energy just follows the joy, and so does the money. And of course, it's not always about the money, but money does create freedom in our lives. And money allows us to assist others in greater and more expansive ways as well. And so those are things that I'm, you know, kind of working on creating and focusing on. And I believe that is a woodpecker that's kind of chirping at us here. So, you know, those are some of the things that I just wanted to share with you today. And the other thing that I wanted to touch on is that, I'm not sure for the rest of you, but for myself, it's been a really intense week energy-wise. I've been feeling depleted and exhausted, and, you know, you start to wonder what's going on. You know, is there something going on within my body? Is there some sort of health issue that I need to look at or focus on? And, you know, I went into a meditation because I started really wondering, because, you know, I got a cold, you know, about a month and a half ago, and then it took a long time to kind of recuperate from that. And really all that did was just force me to slow down and just take it easy as well. Like, our bodies have an amazing ability or way of showing us if we're not paying attention. So, you know, I do invite you to pay attention and ask your body, because if you aren't paying attention, it will slow you down. You know, are you eating the right things? Are you looking after it? Are you exercising? Are you getting the right amounts of sleep? And, you know, it's just really important to listen and pay attention to those things and the guidance. And it's not that hard to get it. It's just that I think we tune it out and we don't even realize that that's even something that's possible. So back to the energetic thing. You know, when we were in our group for lunch yesterday, someone mentioned the Schumann resonance, and so that's the Schumann resonance. You'll have to look it up, but it essentially measures the energetic frequency on Earth, and there can be spikes in that, and that can really affect us energetically too, because we are energetic beings. On top of that, there's been solar flares, and there's all kinds of stuff that's going on in the universe as well. So, you know, and as we are continuing to into our ascension and the spirituality on the planet is increasing. I mean, ever since the world was created, like it's constantly expanding. And I believe that's why it seems like time is speeding up, because the vibration of the planet is always increasing. We're at a much higher frequency now than we were back in the 60s, say, for example. So that's why things seem to move more quickly. That's why we have more technological advances. That's why people are getting to be more and more connected and in tune. So, you know, you might think of someone and then all of a sudden they're texting you or calling you. Again, it's those energetic connections that we are always broadcasting and receiving. And so with all of the energetic stuff going on astrologically and with the planet, you know, we have to give ourselves a break and make sure that we are taking that time to recharge. And a really good way to do that, funny, I'm doing my podcast outside in nature, is really to connect with nature. Just get outside and go for a walk, even if it's just for 10 minutes, and breathe in that fresh air. Just deeply breathe and connect with the trees and the earth and all of these things. Some people do earthing, where they will go out and stand on their lawn or stand in their yard or just whatever, in a park barefoot, and just really connect with the earth that way. And that can actually contribute a lot of energy to your body as well. You know, as I was kind of feeling not well this week, as I went into meditation, I was guided to, and this may contribute to some of you as well, maybe it's a meditation I'll do down the road. I haven't done a meditation on my podcast in a while, and that's been kind of calling to me, but I trust the timing in that too. And know that you can go back into previous episodes, and I always started off with, like, in the title, it always says meditation. So you can always find the meditations that are guided by me and channeled by me. So as I was in my meditation, I was kind of, you know, focused on increasing my wellness frequency and whatever my body required. And what I got shown was to kind of connect and visualize a vacuum attached to my solar plexus, which is where you get your gut feelings, kind of above your navel. And just, it was like a universal vacuum, just sucking out all of the toxins and debris and, you know, any waste products within my body, within my cells, within my molecular structures, and just really sucking that out and recycling it out into the universe. But also, as that was happening, energy was also coming in through my crown chakra from the universe as universal intelligence, wisdom, information, knowledge that my body requires to be at its optimal health, and anything else I required for what I'm creating in my life, including awareness and universal wisdom. And then through my feet, as that was kind of pulling out of my solar plexus, energy was also coming up through my feet from the earth and replenishing and nourishing my body that way with whatever nutrients, minerals, vitamins, whatever that might be that my body was requiring from the earth. So it's really amazing what we can get shown when we go into meditation. We just still the mind. And, you know, we know that the mind is a powerful thing, and visualization is very, very powerful. So that was just something that came to me this week, and I wanted to share that with all of you as well. So know that you are the creator of your life. And, you know, it's whatever those old stories and old programming is that's running, that's going to be part of the spiritual self-care journey, as well as how to delete and erase and change those old stories and that old programming that can even be linked to ancestral, to release us from those bounds and those limitations into allowing us to really step into our capacity and our potency and what we're truly here meant to be doing and finding and discovering, uncovering our purpose and whatever fulfills us. So if that is something that's resonating with you, please make sure that you go and sign up right away. And again, it's www.selfmastery.live. And you can sign up at that link there. If you need to get in touch with me, you can find me on my Facebook page, Just Show Up with Janine, and connect with me there as well. So remember, if something isn't working for you in your life, acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.